I'm Rachel Martin. You probably know how interview podcasts with famous people usually go. There's a host, a guest, and a light Q&A. But on Wildcard, we have ripped up the typical script. It's a new podcast from NPR where I invite actors, artists, and comedians to play a game using a special deck of cards to talk about some of life's biggest questions. Listen to Wildcard wherever you get your podcasts, only from NPR.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. A massive police presence around Columbia University in New York at this hour, with units of the NYPD blocking off areas near the campus. It comes after student demonstrators took over a building there. Those students are being threatened with expulsion by the university. Protesters have called for an end to U.S. support for Israel and its war in Gaza. They've also called for Columbia to divest itself from investments in companies profiting from the war in Gaza. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is ignoring calls for restraint, meanwhile saying today he'll launch a military offensive in Rafah in southern Gaza, NPR's Peter Kenyon reports.
Addressing hostage families and bereaved families, Netanyahu vowed not to back down from his intention to strike at Hamas in Rafah. He spoke as ceasefire proposals are under discussion. Netanyahu said stopping the war before all goals are met is out of the question, adding Israel would eliminate Hamas with or without a deal in order to achieve absolute victory. The Prime Minister spoke hours before Secretary of State Antony Blinken was due to arrive in Israel. He has said the best way to alleviate the humanitarian crisis in Gaza is through a ceasefire and rapid aid delivery. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Jerusalem.
More than 30 members of Congress are calling on House Speaker Mike Johnson to take up legislation that would extend benefits to military vets exposed to atomic bomb testing. NPR's Claudia Grisales reports the plan could sunset in June.
The program, known as the Radiation Exposure Compensation Act, or RECA for short, has provided benefits to so-called atomic veterans and their families since 1990. However, it is now set to expire if the Republican-led House does not take up the legislation reauthorizing the plan in the coming weeks. The Senate approved the bipartisan measure in March. In a letter to Speaker Mike Johnson, 30 senators and House members argued the film Oppenheimer renewed attention for the U.S. nuclear testing program and its devastating impacts. Experts estimate that thousands of vets and family members are still eligible. Claudia Grisales, NPR News, the Capitol.
Haiti's Transitional Council has named a new interim prime minister, NPR's Ader Peralta reports.
The Transitional Council, which was sworn in amid gunfire last week, was supposed to elect a president of the council and then a prime minister by consensus. Instead, four members of the council formed a majority coalition and elected both leaders in one go. The newly minted president of the Transitional Council, Edgar LeBlanc-Fils, said quick action was important to bring order to Haiti.
L'acceptation de cette exercice.
The acceptance of this exercise, he said, proves we are capable of discussing, of negotiating, of making concessions, and arriving at a result. The council will now elect the cabinet, which is supposed to pave the way toward the deployment of an international peacekeeping mission. Ada Peralta, NPR News, Mexico City.
You're listening to NPR News in Washington. In the U.S., rural residents are more likely than city dwellers to die from preventable causes. That's according to a new report from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. NPR's Ping Wong reports the gap is widening.
The death rate for people who live in rural places is 20% higher than it is for urban residents. That's more than double what it was some 20 years ago. A new analysis from the CDC finds that people in the country are at higher risk of preventable deaths from heart disease, stroke, cancer, chronic lower respiratory disease, and unintentional injuries, including drug overdoses and traffic accidents. The agency blames structural factors such as poverty, fewer job opportunities, and limited access to health care for leading to worse health outcomes in rural places. One key is lowering the barriers to preventive care. CDC says rural health can be improved with better screenings for high blood pressure and cancer, and encouraging more people to stop smoking, to eat healthy foods, and to exercise. Ping Huang, NPR News.
Starting tomorrow, the cost of internet service for millions of U.S. families will be going up. That's because an internet subsidy measure called the Affordable Connectivity Program is set to expire. The program provided many families enrolled in the program $30 a month toward their internet bills. The White House has pushed for an extension, and lawmakers and advocates met today in a last-ditch effort to extend the program, which expires in May. And repeating this hour's top story, a massive police presence around Columbia University in New York tonight, with units of the NYPD blocking off areas near the campus as student demonstrations there continue. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.
Listen to this podcast sponsor-free on Amazon Music with a Prime membership or any podcast app by subscribing to NPR News Now Plus at plus.npr.org. That's plus.npr.org.